We are joined this morning on the phone by a guest coming to us from across the river in Nebraska. Dr. Mary Hawkins joins us this morning. She is the president of Bellevue University. Doctor, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for your time this morning.
Oh, this is my honor to reach out across the state.
Very good. Well, we want to talk a little bit about you, of course, spent your life in education. We want to talk about that this morning. It appears, especially with a study recently conducted by Bellevue University, that education is on a lot of people's minds these days.
Yes, it even hits the State of the Union address. And I think every foundation and every newspaper I read talks about the importance of education and the challenges with various aspects of it. It's a daily thing now.
Well, it looks like there are a lot of folks who maybe have been away from the formal education system for a few years, maybe a couple of decades, who are maybe considering getting back into that flow again.
That's what our research shows, and that's what we hear on the street. And I also think that that's the press that the, not only the Obama administration, but I think state by state, I know Governor Heineman is keenly interested in getting adults back into school, college, and getting them on that degree path because of the critical need for those skills for the future of Nebraska and the United States.
Can you talk a little bit about some of the details that you found through this study of folks maybe struggling a little bit more than they would like at this point in their lives and looking at education as being an answer?
Yes, gladly. One of the things that is very clear in the analysis, and I think why adults are rethinking their options, is that people who have college degrees are more insulated from recessions, that is, losing their jobs, and also from poverty, because it's very clear in the United States, and that data is across the board, that people with higher levels of education qualify for more of the jobs today, are retained in those jobs longer, and also have a higher earning level. And I think that that fact is not missed by the general population, especially those folks who are really struggling and worrying about, will my job exist in another year or 6 months even, and how am I going to advance as my family grows or my goals increase in order to earn the money and the salary and the job security and satisfaction that will lead to a high-quality life.
Doctor, did it surprise you at all? The one number that jumped off the page to me was that it showed 60% of Americans have given some thought or possibly a lot of thought about going back to school. Did that number surprise you?
A little bit. We knew that whatever your term, a dormant student or a student who stopped out or a student who's dropped out, is a fairly significant proportion of the population that ever started college. But like you, what surprised me was that they're thinking about going back to school. So the question is, if you're thinking about it, what are the either barriers or what are the doors that could be opened that would enable you to proceed on that thought? Because something, if they're thinking about it, there's something that's not either fitting or it's not apparent, or there's a barrier. And so we're looking at how do we get those folks to realize that they can do it, that it is possible.
You know, at one time it was very difficult. It was a huge hurdle to overcome to have to try to work full time to support a family, then try to go back to school in a part-time basis or possibly even a full-time basis to try to get that degree that maybe you were lacking. But, you know, nowadays it seems like, you know, community colleges, for example, have really tapped into the non-traditional student market quite a bit, but also with online opportunities and things too. I think a lot of people are considering it because it's a little easier to do.
I hope that's right, and I think that your point is well taken. One of the things that we've discovered at the at Bellevue University is that partnering with the state community colleges has really opened up opportunities for those students to realize, okay, if I go back to school at the community college level, which is a great place to start. I love community colleges. I came out of community college. If they start there, that there actually is a path for them to continue their education towards a bachelor or master's degree, or at least earn an associate's degree that has valuable learning skills, abilities that they can translate into job opportunity. So I think you're right. The second point you made about online, I still think there's a bit of mystery around online. I think people aren't sure if it's real impersonal and it's just working with a computer, or if there's actually that feeling of relationship and interaction and stimulation that they are familiar with in an in-person classroom. I think that there's a quandary about what does it feel like in online. And so those two points, you're right, starting at a community college and allowing yourself to look at options of online are there, but I still think both of them are, there's some barriers to that. One is, what is it like? Can I succeed? I've been out of school for a while. How do I finance it? And how do I balance my time? I've got to get kids to soccer, or I've got PTA meetings, or I've got, you know, my boss asking me sometimes to work overtime. So the options are there, but they need to hear, and that's why we created the Make It Happen site. They need to hear from other students who've done it and from university administrators that it is possible to balance these, that those options are flexible and fit adult working lives, parents' lives, family lives.
Is that a lot of what the Make It Happen Now campaign is about educating folks about education?
Yes. The Make It Happen site is designed not to recruit students to Bellevue University, but to make students or prospective students aware that the fears or the concerns or the questions that they have been asked by other students, and that those are the issues that the other students who are enrolled in school are dealing with. It's gauged to allow them to tee those questions up and realize that those questions aren't unusual and that those questions can be answered.
Is this kind of a help for them, too, to better understand what all is involved? It's difficult to make that decision later in life. It's easy to go to college when you're 18.
I think so. You know, a lot of us at 18 are sort of pre-programmed. We're so used to being in school, we just continue. So you go to school, and there's so many students that after a year or two kind of get disenchanted, or something changes and they need to get into the workplace. They can't continue to afford to just go to college. Now they've switched gears. They're out of the school environment. They're in the work environment. They start raising families. And they're thinking, how do I do it? When I was 18, I lived in a dorm or I lived close to college. I went to school Monday, Wednesday, Friday from 9 to 10 and then 10 to 11 and 11 to 12. They know that doesn't fit now. So they're not in the cycle or in the environment where they see, oh, colleges have changed. There are new options for me. And so our Make It Happen is designed to tee up those issues. And our goal is to get students thinking about going back to college, period. Not simply going to Bellevue University. That is really not our goal. Our goal is to get adults to start to realize that this is possible. And it's possible, but the student needs to make it happen. They need to pledge they're going to do this. They need to make a call, find a college where they can start, and get back into the process. And that's truly the goal of this site, is to start breaking down those barriers, having a place where they can get answers, having a place that they can see that other people like themselves are making it work, and understanding how they make it work.
Absolutely. Figure out what it is, the goal, what goals you are interested in, and then figure out a plan, how you're going to reach that ultimately. And, you know, Mary, one of the things I've always thought about in life is that the better educated you are, the more likely you are to have a career as opposed to a job.
Isn't that true? And especially nowadays, so many of the jobs that used to be available to us in the United States are not there. Those jobs have migrated to other countries sometimes. And whether that's a sad thing or just a reality of our evolution as a country, we have to understand that you can't expect to make a living on the hourly jobs. You are going to have to get yourself prepared for the new economy jobs. And that's not a question. It's a reality.
Well, folks who are having a tough time getting by economically right now are thinking about how to better themselves and give themselves more opportunity, and education is always one of those ways. And there are a fair number of people right now listening to us who are either unemployed, underemployed, or wondering if things could just be better if I would have gotten those last few credits to finish off that degree.
And we hope that they get this stimulates them to come back. And whether it's at Bellevue University or anywhere, if they're not sure where to call, they can call us. We can help them get to Mid Plains or Central Community College, or maybe there's a college in Kansas. We are really about what's best for the student, and that's that goal of make it happen. Make it happen for them. Help them find the path. Whether it's to Bellevue or not, it is not the primary purpose of this. It's get back to school and get going to improve your family's life.
Great. Mary, how do they learn more?
Well, they can go to the makeithappen.org website, and then they've got plenty of connections from there. They can pledge, and we, you and I both know, when you make a public pledge and you say out loud, I am going to do this, you're much more likely to do it. So there's a place for them to pledge, and then there's a way for them to get linked to us, and we can steer them to counselors at other colleges or our college or whatever will work best for them, but we'll help facilitate that. www.makeithappennow.org.
Very good. Well, we will check that out, and thank you again for your time today.
Thank you.